Blog Talk Radio.
Health, finance, mental, physical.
Welcome to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. Health by Design is the radio program of Alpha Health Ministry, which will focus on health education and personal health improvement by covering various health and wellness topics designed to educate, elevate, and inspire people to take control of their health and well-being. This is a Christian radio program which adheres to biblical-based principles designed to promote a healthy spirit, soul, and body. Now welcome your host, Minister Sarette Sands.
Lord, I need thee, oh, I need thee to take away this pain and misery. Cause God, I just can't do this by myself. I need help.
Well, 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 welcome, radio listening audience. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I want to thank you for tuning in to Health by Design radio program, coming to you week by week. We aim to educate you, empower you, and give you the tools that you can work with so you can be whole in every area, all three dimensions, healthy spirit, soul, and body. Well, once again, I am your host, Sarette Sands, and we're so glad that you tuned in today to this radio program, this broadcast. I tell you, radio audience, we're coming to you a special time at 4:30 today. We're coming to you week by week, normally at 12 o'clock, but we have a special broadcast for you today. You need to call somebody. You need to let them know that we're on the air. I tell you, we'll be able to answer your calls. When you call in, we'll go ahead and let you speak to our guest today. Well, radio listening audience, I just want to tell you, today it was Living Life After Abuse Conference in the wonderful city of Dania Beach, Florida. This is sponsored by Abundant Life Health and Fitness Center, Dr. Vera Stevens, who was on our broadcast last Saturday. And I tell you, we had just a wonderful, wonderful time out there today. We had many, many, many participants. We had also the mayor from the city of Miramar there, you know, promising resources, information, help for those who may find themselves in some situation of abuse. And, you know, abuse comes in many, many forms. And, you know, it's just not what you think. So you got to come out to these events. You got to find out the information. This is the BAWG, Battered and Abused Women and Girls, 7th Annual Abuse Prevention Conference Luncheon. It was on abuse and prevention today. And we just thank God for what took place. And I tell you, there was a wonderful, wonderful woman there today that was on our guest panel today, and that was Angelica Broidier. She's a prevention specialist with Women in Distress of Broward County. She's going to be on the radio broadcast today. I'm so excited to have her on the broadcast today. I'm just going to let her greet the audience real quick before we go to break. Good afternoon, Ms. Angelica. How are you today?
Good afternoon, Mr. Sands. Very good, thank you. And yourself?
Oh, well, bless the Lord. I am just feeling blessed, as I'm sure you are. What a wonderful, wonderful time we had today. I'm just, my role today is just host today. You are a guest, and we're just so very grateful to have this information that's going to be shared today. We're going to invite the listeners to call in. You can dial 718-508-9457, 718-508-9457. You just dial in. You can listen in if you want to speak to the guest today. You can just go ahead and press 1 with your questions, as well as I need to let you know that if you want to go back and listen to this broadcast, because there's some information shared here today that I'm sure that's going to be beneficial to you and others for the future, so you can go ahead and go to blogtalkradio.com, blogtalkradio.com/alphahealth. We're going to hear a little bit of we're going to hear from our announcer now, and when we come back, I'm just going to give you a little bit of information, then we'll go right into hearing from our special guest today, so we can continue this awareness, this information. We got to get this out there to you some way, somehow. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. For more information about this radio broadcast and ministry, call 954-292-4891 or log on to our website at alphahealthrx.com. Now, back to our radio broadcast.
Well, radio listen audience, welcome back. Welcome back. You're listening to Health by Design Radio, and I'm your host, Sarette Sands. We were at a wonderful event. It's the 7th annual Battered and Abused Women and Girls event, conference and luncheon, Living Life After Abuse. I mean, there was just so much information shared. Just such a beautiful time. I want to let you know that we're very proud and very happy of our partner, our partner with Alpha Health, which is Abundant Life Health and Fitness Center, incorporated in Miramar, Florida, under the direction and leadership of Dr. Vera Stevens and her husband there. And, you need to go ahead and visit them over there. She's also giving nutrition classes. They're located at 3600 South State Road 7 and 441 Unit 306 in Suite 306 in Miramar, Florida. There's nutrition classes are going to be held the second Saturday of each month from 10 to 11. If you register, go ahead and call 954-964-5477. So we had this wonderful event today, which is the annual Battered and Abused Women and Girls. We did have a panel against this today, and that's where I will go ahead and allow our guests to greet you today. Because there's just so much information. I know we're not going to be able to cover it all in this broadcast, but we're going to try to give you a little bit of the highlights because we talk about how to prevent, abuse, what to look for, with teens, domestic violence, some of the subject, and, there's information that was shared. What is a good relationship? A little bit about women in distress. We can start right there. Again, welcome to our broadcast, Angelica. If you need the audience to know a little bit more about yourself and what you do at Women in Distress, maybe we can start there and then kind of go into the highlights from the conference today, Angelica.
No problem. Well, as was said, my name is Angelica Broder, and I'm one of the prevention specialists at Women in Distress. And it's my job to go out in the community to let people know about Women in Distress, our services, how we're the only nationally accredited, state-certified, full-service domestic violence center serving all of Broward County. And our mission is to stop domestic abuse for everyone through intervention, education, and advocacy. And when I say everyone, I do mean everyone. We help men, women, and children, whether it's domestic violence, intimate partner violence, or dating violence. We believe that no one should have to suffer in silence. Which
was
really
great
that we had this event today.
Wow, everyone. And I like the way you said that. Everyone means everyone. I see there was information shared on Women in Distress. You did give us the overview as far as Women in Distress, particularly, what are some just sort of highlights of services that are available through Women in Distress?
All right, well, all our services are available to all victims of domestic violence, whether they're a man, woman, or child. We have four main programs in place here in Broward County. Our most important one is our 24-hour crisis line, which is 954-761-1133. And you can call this number at any time. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. Maybe you're scared. Maybe you don't know what to do. You can call and talk to an advocate right over the phone, and we can safety plan with you so that maybe you're thinking of staying in that abusive relationship. Maybe you want to leave. We want to help give you the tools you need in order to stay safe and have that game plan in place to be more confident on that next move. Our second most important one is our emergency shelter, which is available to men, women, and children. And the max amount of days is 90 days, even though the average is 60. And we have 132 beds available for any victim. Our third one is our outreach services, where people can come for groups or individual counseling. And we have groups in English, Spanish, Creole, and Portuguese. And all these services are free. We don't take any insurance. We don't take any payments. As long as you are a victim of domestic violence, of abuse, we want to get you in here to help you to the best of our ability. And that means connecting you with an advocate, which can connect you to the resources out in the community. And our last one, which is my department, Education Prevention, where if you want to learn more about this topic, you can just give us a call. We'll come and do a training free of charge so you know the warning signs, you know what abuse looks like, and you know how to help in the community.
Wow. And I see under your advocacy and counseling services, they seem to be very diverse empowerment groups for women and men, parenting. We need all of this in the community. And it's interesting, and I'll let you comment on that. Again, we won't, you know, probably be able to cover it all in one broadcast, but we definitely are going to try to keep moving this forward. So it's interesting, though, that once you come to a conference like this, some of the things that you weren't aware of that were warning signs, or, you know, when you just might have a tendency to say, well, I'll just, you know, overlook this and overlook that and just keep going because you don't even know what to do about it. You come and, you know, get your eyes and, you know, I want you to comment on that. But then I also was thinking about a couple other, but let me let you go ahead and just kind of comment on awareness, a part of it. You know, the factor of awareness, just, you know, even being aware of being a victim or suspect of being, you know, being suspected of being a victim of abuse.
Well, I think that was really nicely highlighted at the luncheon today, the conference, because it was really stressed that in order to stop domestic violence, dating violence, it really relies on education. We need to let everyone know the warning signs, things to look out for and where to go to get help, the resources available to them. And we focus a lot on children, our youth, and we really need to start the conversation with them that if we stress this is what a healthy relationship is, this is how you deserve to be treated, then we won't see any future cases of domestic violence because everyone will be working to respect boundaries with each other. And that's very important because a lot of warning signs that are out there, people think that it's normal, like possessive behavior, acting out for jealousy, one person trying to take control in that relationship, wanting to track what you're doing, maybe accusing you of being unfaithful. They don't take responsibility for their behaviors, even sometimes the small acts of violence, maybe a little comment here or there that humiliates you in front of others. And over time, that's just going to slowly escalate to abuse.
Exactly. Wow. That's something, you know, that is very interesting. And I was very, I'm, of course, someone who has served as a leader. I work in the area. I work in the health field. I deal with health and wellness, both in my field and as far as this organization, Alpha Health and Nutrition RX. We address, you know, health needs and health disparities, and we foster the idea of wellness and wholeness and healing and prevention, health prevention. And a part of being healthy, of course, we talk about a healthy soul, which is your mind, your will, your emotions. It's your innermost being. And we talk about being healthy. One of the things is, you know, dealing with your mental aspect of health, being, you know, that's called well-being, emotional well-being. And there is no real way to be whole in that area if you are a victim, are feeling like you're being abused or stressed or oppressed and things like that. And so
that's the hardest to heal.
Oh, wow, you talked about it there. And what you said is so significant because even if we add in the spiritual component and we tell you to go home and pray and to go home and read your Bible and pray and meditate, but if you're dealing with a deep-seated wound, then you have to really address that, and that's why, you know, we're okay if you need to get some extra counseling or some extra help, like you were saying, or resources such as what Women in Distress provides. First, we got to get your needs taken care of, and, you know, naturally speaking, what can we do to make you feel better and remove you that situation? And then we can, you know, even talk a little bit further about getting completely whole in every area. But we got to address, you know, at least your emotional, like you said, and try to prevent further damage in that area because, again, as we know, as it relates to, I'll just say a little bit about the stress and stress factor, because we talk a little bit on this program sometimes about stress and the stress reaction and being a victim of stress. And that's a powerful thing because when you're under stress or duress or you're feeling sad and you're feeling abandoned, there's some chemical reactions, some things that go on. First of all, if you're stressed, you're feeling threatened, you have what we call fight or flight, and it's like your body, the epinephrine is pumping, and the adrenaline is flowing, and then everything gets worked up, and you got cortisol being released, and you got all these chemicals just going on, and you're getting stressed, and you're getting really hyper. And so again, that emotional, that perceived threat, it starts spilling over, affecting your other parts of your health. So this is related and tied in. And Angelica, what we can do here is take just a brief break. Radio listen audience, you're listening to Health by Design radio program. We have the next segment coming up, and we want to give you a chance to call in. You do have a chance one more time to call in, 718-508-9457. And we're having a wonderful pleasure of having Miss Angelica Brodera, and I hope that I pronounced correctly, from the Women in Distress, and she is the person who will be in charge of the person in prevention, and that you would need to be getting in touch with her. The office number is 954-760-9800, 954-760-9800. We'll be right back. I want to talk a little bit more about women in distress, getting involved, if there are any needs, that will be needed, donations and that kind of thing. We'll be right back, Help by Design Radio broadcast.
You're listening to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. For more information about this radio broadcast and ministry, call 954-292-4891 or log on to our website at alphahealthrx.com. Now, back to our radio broadcast.
Well, radio listen audience, we thank you for tuning in today to Help by Design radio program. We're talking about a time for a change. What can we do to make a change? Living life after abuse. Again, we hope that you won't have to live life after abuse, that we can prevent that, or we can turn the situation around. But once again, we had this conference today. So much information was shared. I want you to really, go ahead, if you missed this today, go ahead and listen to this podcast, get this information. We're here with special guest Angelica Brodera. And Miss Angelica, we're going to want to talk a little bit about what we can do to help a little bit the women in distress, what's needed in terms of, because some of our listeners are leaders, different pastors, different leaders in the community. Different organization, of course, Abundant Life is right in the forefront of this. But, what would be needed from the community in terms of partnering with women in distress? And then, like we covered so much today, I wanted to see if you can talk a little bit about how we identify healthy and unhealthy relationships.
All right. Well, first, if anyone ever did want to help women in distress, there's a variety of different ways. And really, sometimes we do have to really rely on the community in order to help meet all the needs of our participants, as obviously we have so many programs, and sometimes, we're competing with other programs as well for grant money and other funds. And so other ways you can get involved, whether it's through monetary donations or just giving some old clothes that you don't need anymore. You can give it to our thrift store, where our participants in shelter get little vouchers so that they can go shopping and feel more empowered as they're selecting clothes for themselves. Even business clothes as well, for men, for women that are trying to get back into the workforce if they've been financially abused. That can be that key motivation there when they're trying to find that job, when they're going for that interview, that they can feel nicely representative as themselves. And any other kind of donations as well. Or, hey, if you want to come and volunteer, that's always greatly appreciated. With October coming up, National Domestic Violence Awareness Month, we're going to have all kinds of events. So you can volunteer for one time. You can help out for a couple of months. Whatever you felt comfortable with doing, we would definitely appreciate the help.
And give me that October, because I meant to leave on Help by Design Radio program. We're going to go ahead and we do the social media connection. We're going to go ahead and push. That's going to be October. Radio listen artists, we're talking about October being. Give that information to us again for October, for the national observance for October.
Yes, October is National Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And so we're going to have a variety of events to help educate the community more about domestic violence, the warning signs, with presentations and special fundraising events.
Okay, so that's excellent. So we're going to definitely include that. And we do here on the radio program a look at the various health and national monthly observances. And this, of course, radio listener audience, definitely is a health concern, which related to health and health improvement and definitely wellness and being whole, because you cannot until we can overcome this issue of violence or domestic violence, which you know, I guess is kind of Angelica referring to kind of the home, but domestic could be just looked at in a broad sense of the word, in terms of, you know, at home, you know, being at home or in your community, what's happening, you know, in your community that, you know, we need to prevent this violence, Angelica?
Yes, because we're all very much affected. One of the statistics that was shared today at the conference was that $5.8 billion is wasted because of domestic violence, because the majority of times this money is being spent for the victims. They have to get emergency assistance, they go to the hospital, that costs all kinds of money. Mm-hmm. But then the smaller aspect of that is when that victim isn't able to go to work the next day because of the violence. And so that employer or business is losing out on money. And
wow.
This is a conversation that we all definitely have to have, because 1 in 4 women are believed to experience a domestic violence situation, and 1 in 7 men are.
Wow. Thank you for the those. So, yeah, definitely some important statistics that were brought out. Thank you. I wanted to definitely be able to address those. And what is a good, what are some signs of a good relationship? And then I guess if you want to tie it into, they also said healthy or unhealthy relationships. Just, you know, some examples there.
All right. Well, it's very important, because I think we all always need to kind of look forward and be like, okay, what does a healthy relationship mean? What am I looking for in a relationship? And what I usually explain, especially in the middle schools and the high schools to our preteens and teens, is that a healthy relationship is free of violence. It's where there's equality and respect in that relationship, where two individuals are comfortable speaking about topics, about sharing aspects of their lives with each other. Because in an unhealthy relationship, one person is uncomfortable. Maybe they're annoyed. They feel stuck. Maybe something just needs to be worked upon. Or maybe it's unhealthy because one person is trying to take control of the other person. They're trying to pressure them to do something that they don't want to do. And, you know, they're kind of maybe not feeling as happy as they were. If there's problems, it's not respectively being worked upon.
Oh, wow. And I was looking at, that's good, the material, some information that was shared, and with regard to, I was looking here, like, you know, even in a married relationship, you know, across singles, with teens, you know, even with dating, there's some things that they need to be aware of, some guidelines. Even the information that was shared today even gave out information on dating guidelines. I mean, just all these things I need to be aware of. And it was saying, you know, quality, healthy relationships, signs of that, you know, having respect, trust and support, honesty and accountability, even if they have children, responsible parenting. And then, you know, a couple of examples, and I'll let you share a couple of examples of unhealthy relationships, you know, using isolation, denying, blaming, minimizing, using children. And isn't it interesting that some of these things here, people may live in this day by day. And I know sometimes you don't want to make something out of nothing, but it's good to know. Okay, so Angelica?
Yeah, definitely the big one with unhealthy relationships is when jealousy isn't being addressed. Because jealousy, it's a normal human emotion. We've all probably felt jealous at one point in time or another with a family member, with an intimate partner. The thing is, when you let jealousy continuously be acted upon in a relationship, it gets really unhealthy, because that's when slowly we see more violence come into play. When a partner is really jealous, they might start treating you like a possession. If you're talking to someone, they'll try to pull you away, or they'll withhold affection because they're angry at you. And they'll justify this jealousy and these actions because they love you and that they care about you. And that's just that slippery slope into an abusive relationship. Because even though jealousy can happen, that couple really does need to work upon it and have that trust available to them.
Wow, that is so, so very important. Radio listening audience, I hope that, again, you're enjoying this segment of Health by Design Radio program. It's time for a change. It's time for change. You know, highlight living life after abuse, but we, you know, the conference was more so, you know, geared towards prevention of abuse. I mean, we had different ones there, even someone there from the Department of Children and Families. And see, we want to empower you. We want to educate you so you can be empowered. You don't want to let and the situation spill over where you have to rely on resources, even when it's children, Department of Children and Family coming in to try to resolve a matter that you could maybe identify early and getting help. We're not saying, I'm sure nothing to be construed today that everyone's going to be living in a household that's perfect or having relationships that are perfect, but it's important to understand where there are problems and how to get help. Is that correct, Angelica?
No, exactly, because there's no such thing as a perfect relationship. It's something that always needs to be worked upon, no matter if you're dating, if you've been married for years, just making sure you're both comfortable, that you're treating each other with respect.
Amen. And so I know that we have a few last minutes in the broadcast. I mean, it's just great that we were able to come together to talk about this radio listening audience, this Health by Design Radio we're talking about. We have a special guest, Ms. Angelica from the Women in Distress. Again, the office number, you can give them your office number, Angelica, and in the last few minutes, if it's something that you we needed to have addressed in this at this moment. Again, we were highlighting the conference today, which was a wonderful, wonderful thing.
Yes, definitely. If you ever needed anything from the Education and Prevention Department, whether it's resources about domestic violence, teen gang violence, posters to hang up in your workplace, in the bathroom, or even you want a presentation on domestic violence or dating violence, definitely call our main number, 954-760-9800, extension 1261, and that will connect you to the Education and Prevention Manager. And we can definitely work with you from there. And if you want to get involved in some other way, we can help connect you to development or some other department as well. And remember, we always have our 24-hour crisis line, which if you ever need any help, even if it's just a question about relationships or you're worried that you're seeing warning signs, definitely call that crisis line number, which is 954-761-1133. Because we're always here to help in case of anything.
Can you repeat the crisis number again?
No problem. Crisis line number, 24 hours a day, it's 954-761-1133.
Wow, that's wow. And I see here in our final moments, Raylan, so we're so glad. Again, this topic is so vast. We had Life After Abuse, the Better and Abused Women and Girls Conference today. You really need to get involved with what's happening with Women in Distress, as well as over with Dr. Stevens at the Abundant Life Health and Fitness Center. There's a lot of great work that's being happening. I see here, I do want to announce that Women in Distress Thrift Store is having a spectacular holiday blowout, July 21st through 25th, 2015. And you'll be able to get many discounts that will be available. There's different locations, and I'll just give you this one here. It's North State Road 7, 1372 North State Road 7, Coconut Creek Parkway in Margate, Florida. Again, you listen to Health by Design Radio program. We hope you've enjoyed this program. And I'm your host, Rhett Sands. Again, you also can call us at 954-292-4891, and you can go ahead and listen to this podcast as many times. Tell someone to go to www.blogtalkradio.com/alphahealth. Until next week, we're so glad you tuned in. And God wants you whole in every area of your life. I hope you believe that today, beloved. Bye-bye. Thank you again so much for joining us today, Angelica.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Thank you for tuning in to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. We pray that this program has ministered to your spirit, soul, and body. If you would like more information about this radio program or would like to request Minister Sands for speaking engagements, call 954-292-4891. If you would like more information about products or services offered by Alpha Health Ministries, visit our website at alphahealthrx.com. Again, that's alphahealthrx.com. And remember, Alpha Health would love to partner with you. So if you have products or services that you feel would benefit our listening audience, please don't hesitate to give us a call. And let us leave you with this final thought, 3 John 1:2. Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as thy soul.